know that you are about to retire, how do you feel?
I don't feel well. I'm afraid that that I feel empty. That, you know, but I know I will not feel empty because everybody knows my house. They will come here. So, and I cannot say no. I don't know how to say no. So, but it will be strange for me after so many years not to go to the office or to receive them here. But some of them come to me and they said, because I told them I'm leaving, what are we going to do? I said, but someone is going to be there. Can I come? I said, of course, but you have to phone me. Give me the phone number.
Albi, somebody to soulager.
You'll be relieved.
Yes, relieved. Yes, okay. Really.
Okay.
And not only for me, mm-hmm. but for her too, because okay. she has to take care of her.
All right.
She doesn't have time okay. to take care of her. She wakes up early in the morning and goes to bed very late in the night. And she has to prepare papers. She has tons of papers. Some days you have papers on the table. You have papers on this place here, on the drawer. You have papers on the piano. It's all over. It's white by papers. It becomes white, you see? And of course, she's not as... You see, when you, after a certain age, you don't deal with papers as easily than you do when you are 40 or 50. Mm-hmm. After a certain time, you see, your vision becomes troubled. You see? And she that's very bad for her.
That's a husband who is concerned with the welfare of his wife.
We can't organize travel
okay.
as we could do if we don't have all this responsibility. You have time for everything in your life.
Okay.
I was very pleased at the beginning. I'm still pleased though.
Yeah, okay.
I still like to see Dominican people coming here or meeting me in the street, and they are very pleasant people. And when I take Puki to the consulate, I'm pleased that they recognize me. And you see, but when I will not be consul anymore, I'll do the best for them if I can. You see, but I think that now to have this responsibility, that's really too much.
Okay, so
you forget that my husband is 87.
87.
And I'm 72.
Wow.
So, you see, and the other day, a little month ago, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary of wedding.
Oh, 50th wedding anniversary. And folks, you will hear the little name Puki. So Puki is the wife. So don't be surprised. It's not the pet. It's not anything. It's just a little name. It's a Puki. Okay, as we end this interview, give us your wish, your final words. What would you like to say to Dominicans out there?
I don't know. I have so much to say. I wish that they integrate well, a little better than they do today. You know, to make efforts to become a part of the Guadeloupe society. And they are. Yes, they are. But sometimes they stick too much together. And, you know, when you go to a country and you see people of other countries that they stick together, they are badly viewed by the locals. Then they say they stick together, they live together, and they don't care about us, you see. I want them to be more open, and to speak more French. They speak patois, okay, but to make the effort to go to all the trainings they can get to speak the French, for them to be able to become French too, because they can have two nationalities. And when they fail in the nationality to get the French nationality is because they don't speak the French. They don't do the effort to really speak the French. Yeah. You see, I would like them to integrate better in our society and to be able to get better jobs and to take care of your children a little better also. Because, you see, I also see people of different societies, like Haitians and Santo Domingo. And the way I see that they look after their children and that they push the education of their children, I don't see that by Dominican. Because I think it's because Dominica is close by. They go on vacation, they go on holidays in Dominica. It's not the same thing as the other population we have here. They really have to integrate the other ones. They want the children to succeed. And I don't feel that by Dominican parents. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if you have the same feeling sometimes. But I think it's very few that I see, that I know, that went to study to France and come back with a degree. I see Haitians coming back with a doctor degree. They work in hospital. I start seeing Santo Domingo, and more Santo Domingo University, but I don't see much Dominicans. I would like to see that.
Haitian people, their condition is so bad, so low, that they are obliged to want something better for their children.
Yes.
While the Dominican people, it's not so bad for them. The situation is like well-to-do people about the same.
Okay, tell us, give us your final words, Mr. Chaudier, as the one who is on paper as Dominica's honorary consul. What final words would you like to leave with Dominicans out there?
Oh, it's difficult to say. Anyhow, I don't think there will be an end like that. On the contrary, I think I'll go more often in Dominica. You see, I think my link with Dominica will be already the same and even stronger. So it's not about to finish now.
Okay.
It's neither me, it's not about to finish. Because they will still come. Mm-hmm. I have so many friends in Dominica. It's just to finish going to the office. And maybe my husband will get mad, but a lot of people will still come for advice. My phone will still keep ringing, and I cannot say no. Voilà.
Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, Mr. and Mrs. Chaudier, on this eve, as we would say, of your departure. That does not mean that you're departing tomorrow, but in a few weeks, you will no longer be Dominica's honorary consul, and I wish you well on your vacation time that you will be taking. I wish that you take very good care of your husband as he desires, and his concern also for your health, that you stay a little longer together, as you have just celebrated your 50th anniversary together. I pray God that he will continue to keep you, that he will continue to protect you and give you another 50 together again. You never know until God is ready to take you home.
10 years.
Okay. Thank you.